Fifth sleep.
Now, a lot of what you're doing is really, in that case, involved work on the third and first strings and working the chord positions.
Right, yeah. You work off a lot of chord positions on the slow stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, and just...
And you're collapsing your ring finger
right
across strings.
And bringing your up to
the... Oh, and you've got your index and middle finger down on the third and second
to
strings.
To get a lower octave sound out of...
Yeah.
Sound like that.
This is great stuff, isn't it? We're trying to talk JD into doing a video. Would you like to see that someday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see
an instructional video is what I meant. Not anything, you know.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay. We want to open up the soggy floor for questions. I see a lot of players out there and you know.
Well, probably not now. I think a lot of the pickers have gone to that wider spacing. I use from the fifth to the first, it measures 1 3/4. I think a lot of the pickers now are doing that. I used to have them wider than that, and I got into the wide neck thing for a few years. And I just experimented down through the years, and I found that if you widen the strings, your banjo's got a little more power. It's a little harder sounding. You can play it harder, but it's a strain on your hand. You have to learn, you know, to do that. And I did that because of the spacing of the necks, the wider necks, I could widen them out a little bit.
Hey, Carl, where'd you?
Yeah.
The steel guitar leg. Any certain player you got that off of?
Probably Buddy Emmons, back in those. When he was with Jimmy Dickens back in the 50s. But really, I think the guy that really started that on the banjo too, it was Alan Shelton. I mean, this is going back in the Jim Eanes, in those days when he was Jim Eanes. He emphasized that lick a lot. He used that because he did a lot of slow songs and he emphasized that.
I've always wanted to know, JD, because you're known for your great timing. Do you feel like that was something that came fairly naturally to you, or is it something that you felt like even early on you had to develop that as well?
No, I think anybody has to develop it. I heard it. I knew I heard something. For an instance, like between Earl's playing and Ralph and Don Reno, they're all completely different styles. They're all good, and the Earl style, just I heard something in that was a little more power, some more separation, and the tone quality.
So you heard these things right up front?
Well, not really. I did, yeah, pretty early.
Is it possible to demonstrate possibly a tune played the way you interpreted, the way Earl did it, and then play it the way you sort of did it with Jimmy Martin, like some standard tune, and sort of how would the Scruggs timing be different from your timing?
Well, it's got to be hard to do that, and because see, when you're playing, it's like when Lester and Earl broke up, and the other banjo players come in, and they were good banjo players, but it never sounded the same. And I think probably the closest was, I'd say, would be Kenny Ingram when he was with Lester, had more of the Scruggs feel. And to play that, you've got to have that same surroundings. Because I can sit here and play it different ways, but it's not going to be as effective as if I had that group to play that. Because Lester, to me, was as important, or more important, than for the timing factor. Because he had the right hand, the rhythm, And he had the best phrasing in his vocal of anyone I've ever heard to phrase a song that type of timing.
So you're playing the banjo off of the timing of the band.
Right, and also the vocalist.
Right.
The way he's phrasing.
But it wouldn't be possible just to play the banjo by itself and hear...
You wouldn't hear as much difference.
As much, but there'd be some subtle difference.
There'd be some subtle things. Yeah. But you wouldn't hear it as much until you heard the whole group.
Sure.
That's why that's hard to duplicate that.
Some of it probably has to do with the tempo of the tune, too. Like, You Don't Know My Mind is maybe a little bouncier, but if you're playing something that's faster, just straight ahead, even eighth notes or whatever in the roll.
It's a little different. Yeah. It's there again is something that I just listen to, and I hear certain things. It's like everybody does. Everybody hears different. Lord, if we all heard the same, like what we'd sound like. but you have to just... try to keep it within the boundaries of what you're playing. It's not to play too much or, too fast and, that type of thing.
All right. Loudly, please.
When you played You Don't Know My Mind just a few minutes ago, you did a lick where you played that second fret and then open fret on the first string. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you do the middle finger twice there as well?
Yeah.
How fast does the song have to get before you can't do that?
I can do it pretty fast, but there again it would take away from the feel. Let's see if I can play a little faster though. Take away from that little bluesy feel. You get it, that would be too fast. Although I've heard we were playing pretty fast.
I think one of the things that I learned, you listen to recordings, but until we got together and started going over those tabs for this AccuTab project, that actually there are a lot of cases where you'll use consecutive right hand, fingers on a lead or a thumb.
Right.
Lots of thumbs in a row or indexes in a row or middles in a row. One of the real interesting aspects of your style that I didn't realize till we really got together.
There again, it's whatever I'm thinking at the time, whatever mood you're in, that how you're going to hit that.
There was an ending lick that really blew my mind that came from Earl, but the way that you executed is so great with a backward scrape of the thumb pick across the strings.
Oh, that,
Yeah.
I don't do it that way. The pickers will just,
Yeah. And that involves also a lot of consecutive indexes and just hitting it whenever you need to hit it.
Just takes a lot of practice on
that. Takes a lot of practice.
I know, I saw Earl do that on stage live a lot. He didn't do it in his later years, but in his early years, I saw that. And I think that, again, it's just a feel, just a mood. And he might have done it just as a joke or just something to be different, to give an effect. Yeah. But it works.
Yeah, that works.
But you don't see a lot of people doing that now. It's just something.
Or they'll do a brush the other way.
Right, which is a different.
Yeah.
I just did it that way. My hand is down. You kind of mute it.
Yeah.
You don't want it too obvious.
Right. Any other questions?
One more. Something like that same effect. You showed me one time about a year or so ago, JD, on Pike County Breakdown, on the first string series there. Kind of an interesting way that you do. I've heard you play the tune several times, and either using a thumb index middle or...
Oh, the first string?
Yeah.
Ooh.